This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. I am Todd Wright, and the Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They have been longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 28 Holiday Spectacular December 12th at Heritage Isles Golf Club in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They want me to tell you that. They are a full-service law firm. When you are in need of legal assistance, you need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in. They are a full-service law firm. And they'd like to remind you, they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Of course, their home office is in Brandon. I have been there a number of times to talk golf tournament business and pick up promotional items for my tournaments, as Brandon Legal Group has provided various shirts, hats, gift baskets, and other items for my golfers at Todd Wright Tour events over the years. But Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call on Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the first ever sponsor of any of my podcasts going back to the original Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast in 2016. We are now on season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast, and I thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay for getting me started in podcasts and also being there every step of the way at Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, with catering, with pizza prize packs as prizes. We're going to do Papadias at the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 28 Holiday Spectacular at Heritage Isles, as we did at the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 football draft at Bill Curry Ford. Mike Lentz, thank you. Denny Gray, thank you. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, thank you for your support of my golf tournaments, for feeding my golfers, for being there when I need things. Papa John's of Tampa Bay. And remember, they are still offering those Papadias at a promotional price of $6 each, including the newest flavor, the Buffalo Chicken Papadia. My email is, which one do I give you here? Write.todd@yahoo.com. That's for non-fantasy content, for golf stuff. If you're interested in a golf tournament, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you're just interested in fantasy content, it's toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. But you need to have the keyword. I answered everybody's questions about fantasy football for 3 seasons. Now I'm only answering for active podcast listeners. The keyword this week is pigskin. So if you are going to email a fantasy question to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, you must include the word pigskin in your email this week, either in the subject line or somewhere in the content of your email. You can just write it. You don't have to get creative with it. You can get creative with it, but that tells me you are a listener, and that makes you a priority to me. Social media, at toddwright2020 on Instagram, as well as Twitter, and if you'd like to be my Facebook friend, I put everything on one page. It's my page at Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. It is a personal page, not a company page, and I'll never ask you to like an additional page. Please, please return that favor. Otherwise, we will not continue to be friends. I like Joe Buck. I know that doesn't ring very well with some of you. I don't know what percentage it is. I've been hearing the complaints for a long time. And I finally thought, when this World Series ended, I would say where I stood on it. Because Joe Buck's been the voice of the World Series since 1996, with the exception of 97 and 99, which I believe were both on NBC. So he's got 25 years in it. Now, I have admitted openly here on my podcast that I have stopped being an active baseball watcher. The sport doesn't appeal to me as it did when I was growing up, or when I was in school, or when I was on local radio in the early 90s, or when I was hosting All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN radio for a decade. I started to really lose interest in baseball when I retired from full-time television and radio work now nearly 8 years ago. And my lack of interest in baseball actually connects to something that Joe Buck took a lot of shit for when he appeared on a Colin Cowherd show, I think it was around 2008, when he just basically said that he doesn't watch sports that he doesn't need to watch. Well, I can easily relate to that. Since I got out of the business of doing full-time daily radio, TV work, people ask me, what's the biggest difference in your life? And I tell them that it's real simple, and it happened immediately. I now watch the sports I want to watch, not the sports I need to watch. My viewing habits changed instantly, and they have continued to evolve in this time that I have chosen to be out of the full-time game with no interest in going back. And trust me, there have been people who have asked, and I stop it real quick. I want to watch what I want to watch. It's my right. There were so many games that I watched, looked at box scores, teams that I researched, sports that I read up on because I had to. I had an obligation to know what was going on because of the position that I was in as a national sports talk show host. Once I decided not to do that anymore, all that went away. There was no obligation anymore. There wasn't anything that was going to come up that I needed to talk about because I simply wasn't talking anymore. You know, even on these podcasts, I choose what to talk about. That's part of why you listen to them. You listen to specific podcasts that have content from a talent that appeals to you, that connects to you. You don't tune into them more often than not for things that, well, I wonder what they're saying about this. No, it's specific. It's also why podcasts work. So I can relate to what Joe was saying. Now, it doesn't mean he stepped away from doing one of the biggest NFL games of the week, Super Bowls every 3 years, or the World Series every year. Does anyone think, has anyone heard him on any of these broadcasts the last 25 years when he's calling one of these games? Does anyone think he's uninformed? Does anyone hear him make an egregious mistake? Does anyone hear him make a horrendously bad prediction? I hear that from so many other members of the sports media, and I complain about them because they're uninformed. I don't care what they're watching, how much they're watching. They're the ones who talk their way down a bad path. And they're not held accountable for it. I don't know why. You know the loudmouths I'm talking about. They get all the airtime these days, and they have for years. And it's why I've hated the business, and I got out of it. Because that's not my style. So why don't they get more flack? Because to me, the accountability factor, the credibility factor, the pedigree factor, and just the assignments that he receives annually, the Emmys, the Hall of Fame attention, it says, yeah, he gets the job done. So what's your problem? Look, if it's as simple as, well, I don't like the guy. Okay. But that doesn't mean he's not doing the job. Now let's take it down another road, especially for those of you that look at it from a baseball perspective. Now, I actually hear this a lot with hockey as well. Joe doesn't do hockey, but let me lay this out. People seem to get upset when their favorite team gets on national television. It's funny because when they're not on national TV, they bitch that they don't get on national TV. Then when they are on national TV, they bitch that the coverage is either biased against them and or the announcers are biased against them. Now let me explain to you why it feels that way to you. And it's really freaking simple. When you watch a baseball team all season long for 162 games, and then they get to the playoffs, and maybe they get to the LDS or the LCS or the World Series, that voice on TV that's calling that game for everyone, this just in, they're not paid by your favorite team. All season long, you've been watching announcers that are paid by your favorite team to call the action. So, of course, they take a different approach. When Joe Buck calls the World Series, he's not paid by your favorite team to call that game. That's not his job. And the same applies in hockey for the people that, and Doc Emrick just retired, didn't like Doc Emrick. And I love Doc Emrick as well. You watch hockey games all regular season, in a full season it's 82. You get used to the television announcers, then past the first round of the playoffs, they're not calling the games anymore. That television contract now is a national TV contract. The announcers calling the conference semis, the conference finals, and the Stanley Cup finals are not paid by your favorite team to call the game. They're paid by a network to call the game a different way. They're not against your team. You just don't know the frickin' difference. Money talks. Of course, the announcers that call your team all year long or on TV or on local radio, of course you're going to like them more because they're paid by your team to do that job and appeal to you. Joe Buck is not. Doc Emrick is not. Al Michaels is not. Jim Nance is not. Mike Tirico is not. stop holding the best in the business accountable for your little complaints. They're doing their jobs, and they do them better than the people you complain you can't watch. That's how they got those jobs. Yeah, they are better because they don't have a home team when it gets to that point. They've got to prepare for every game, every team they call. And they've got to make it sound good, and they need to sound like they know what they're talking about and they're accountable. And they all do it. Especially Joe Buck. Now, I've known Tirico a long time. Don't talk to him actively. That's not the point. Before I ever went in an ESPN radio studio, Mike Tirico just looked me in the eyes and said, "Relax. You'll do fine. You're here because you belong here." I was still nervous as hell. But when he told me that, it meant a lot. Jim Nance came on my show often at ESPN. He said he liked the show. We always talked right before the NCAA tournament started. I even shocked the hell out of him by showing up at a Big Ten tournament semifinal Saturday, I think, at the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. He just looked at me as I walked across the court 2 hours before the game. And he said, "Todd, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Well, I'm just confirming we're still on for our segment this coming week." And he just smiled at me. Yeah, I was there to watch the games, but I wanted to get a rise out of Jim. I don't know Doc Emmerich. He doesn't know me. I don't know Al Michaels. He doesn't know me. I don't know Joe Buck. He doesn't know me. But those guys are the best at what they do, whether you can appreciate it or not. And I hate to see you take shots at those guys when there are so many other loudmouth, unaccountable members of the sports media who deserve your criticism on a regular basis for doing less of a job than a Joe Buck. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Call anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay, the original sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, catering, feeding, giving prizes to my golfers for 5 years running. Thank you, Mike Lentz. Thank you, Denny Gray. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Hey, that rhymes. Stumbled into that. I still got it, just a little bit. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Unless you need fantasy stuff, include pigskin as the keyword for week 8. Did I say week 7 earlier? Week 8, I'm sorry. Pigskin, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. For golf information, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.